Well, I retired from JMU in 2013. Around my house, I have 17 acres of land around the house. And in the time I've lived in Harrisonburg, it's just grown up into trees, you know, scrub trees, whatever it was. And I decided I should have some livestock. If you pick rabbits or chickens, you have to take care of them. And I said to myself, I need a livestock that if I want to go on a 2-week vacation, I can just up and leave them alone. Bees.
But why? I mean, how'd you get into it? Like, did you see a beekeeper and you went, oh, I've got to do this?
I had ordered 2 hives, but they hadn't come yet. And I had put my name down on a list of beekeepers who were willing to come and gather in swarms. And the first call I got was from Lakeview Golf Course. And they said, well, we've got just in front of our door to our clubhouse, and people don't want to go in and out past these bees. Will you come over and collect them? I said, sure. And after I had the bees all collected in a temporary hive and put in the car, one of the golfers came up to me and said, how long have you been doing this? And of course, I'm gray-haired for those in the radio audience. And so I assume he was thinking I'd been doing it for a long time. And I looked at my watch and I said, oh, about 20 minutes. I literally had no problem being a first-time beekeeper. And if people see a swarm, Shenandoah Valley Beekeepers has a list, and you can find a beekeeper within 5 miles or something of your house that would be happy to come over and pick the swarm up for you.
A lot of people are afraid of bees.
Yeah.
Should we be?
Well, there are relatively rare individuals who are, of course, allergic to bee stings. And some people just react more pronouncedly to the sting, I assume. It isn't particularly painful to me, for instance.
And you've been stung probably how many times?
Yeah, well, you're a beginner as long as you're keeping track. But once you stop keeping track of how many times you've been stung, you're at least intermediate at that point.
We've been hearing a lot in the news about the declining bee population. How serious is that?
Well, for honeybees, it's not a particularly big problem. And the number of hives in the United States has been fairly constant over the last 20 years.
Are all beekeepers dealing with honeybees?
Yeah, basically. There are lots of native bees. Honeybees aren't native to the Americas.
I guess there's no other reason to be a beekeeper except for the honey.
That's right, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. When I taught at JMU, I was in the physics department. I didn't know any biology at all. It's been extremely interesting to me to learn the biology of the bees.
From physics to beekeeping.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the honey like? Can you just take it right from the hive and eat it?
Oh, yes. First off, you can take out a frame, which will have the comb in it. And you can taste various parts of it. And depending upon which plant they were harvesting at that time, it can actually taste quite different. You can get a sort of citrusy flavor in one part and a strawberry sort of flavor in others. And then, of course, when you harvest it, it all gets mixed together. And even then, it has a pretty good flavor. The flavor from the stores is just sweet, whereas the locally grown honeys have an extra flavor added to it.
How can someone get into it?
Well, at Blue Ridge Community College, there is a course. And if you're going to do it, you really should take that course. If you're just trying to raise them without having learned what to do with that, you're almost certainly going to lose your beehives. My first year, I bought 2 hives. I got 3 swarms that I caught. So I went into the first winter with 5 hives and had 4 of them survive. And I would have been happy if 1 of them had survived.
Hmm. How does someone ship you bees in the mail?
It's pretty amazing. They come in a box.
Wow. From the post office?
From the post office.
Oh, man.
And you can buy 3 pounds of bees, and it has a queen and 3 pounds of bees in there.
If there's one thing you would want someone to know about bees or beekeeping, what would it be?
Just how interesting it is about how all of this works. I mean, bees are peculiar in the sense that any female bee in the hive can become the queen. And one of the ways that you propagate the hives is to take the queen out. And then the rest of the bees within a few hours will start getting angry. And they'll notice they don't have a queen. And then they go looking around. And what they have to do is they have to find either an egg that has just been laid or one that has just hatched in the last 24 hours. They will take that egg and start feeding it what's called royal jelly. And that makes her get bigger, you know, and then they'll have a new queen. Except the problem is they generally raise 4 or 5 or 6. And so what will happen is the first one to hatch goes around and kills everybody else.
Well, Doran, I can tell you are passionate about this.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Doran Peterson is a former physics professor from James Madison University and now a beekeeper in Harrisonburg. Doran, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And if anybody's interested, get in touch with the Shenandoah Valley Beekeepers.
Awesome. Thanks, Doran.
Okay.